The black and white photograph is a little larger than the standard sheet of paper, with hues ranging from bright whites to soft silvers and opaque blacks. It depicts a line of African American protesters on a city street. While roughly 15 individuals are visible, the group seems to extend beyond the borders of the image. Most of the figures are black men wearing variations of fedoras, dress pants, sports coats, and shiny work shoes. Two women in low heels, work dresses, and cardigans appear with them. The crowded composition draws our attention to the large rectangular placards hung on the men's chests. The large signboards on nearly all the individuals pictured are uniform in size and typeface. They read, "I am a man," with the word "am" in bold and underlined, giving it additional emphasis. All of the signs are identical, indicating they were printed rather than hand-painted. A woman in the back right corner of the print also wears a sign, but its multiple lines of writing, which appear to be handwritten, are not legible. The group of protesters are marching forward together in one proud line. The photograph was taken while the people in this line were in motion, as there are variations in the figures' gestures and stances. Some people have their hands on their hips, others are wiping their faces, and everyone is walking with a different gait. Everyone whose face can be seen has a serious or furrowed facial expression. A few have their heads down. Many of the men in the front of the line are looking over to the left, perhaps at something happening beyond the frame of the print. No one is looking directly at the camera. The protesters are crossing a road that has multiple sections of darker and lighter colored asphalt. The asphalt's uneven coloration and white traffic markings indicate a well-trafficked street. The marchers occupy the entire street, preventing overall flow of traffic. A sleek, black car is shown stopped on the side of the road behind the line of people. Just beyond the car is the arched doorway of a brick building, which dominates the background. The archway features petal-like Gothic embellishments, which complement the stained glass windows on the left edge of the photograph. A sign hanging near the entry reads, "Claiborne Temple Lake Church."